بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: جاء ثلاثة رهط إلى بيوت أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now in this chapter that we have ibadat, that is nafil ibadat, must be done in moderation. So with regard to that, the second hadith here in the chapter, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, a group of three people came to one of the wives or in the houses of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yasaluna an ibadatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they inquired about the ibadat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much ibadat should Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make? فَلَمَّا أُخْبِرُوا كَأَنَّهُمْ تَقَالُّوهَا. When they were informed, then it was as though they thought it was not so much. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept moderation in everything, and he was a model for the ummah. He had to keep the whole ummah in mind. And they were such that they were given to making lot of ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So, and then they said, أَيْنَ نَحْنُ مِنَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Where are we and where is Allah's Nabi? Allah's Nabi is fixed by Allah, very, very high. If we want any stages, we'll also have to make a lot of ibadah. And further they said, وَقَدْ غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. And also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in any case, all his sins are forgiven, those who do before and after. In the first place, there are no sins on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi, every Nabi is completely free of sin. But even anything slightly little like negative things, that also Allah has completely removed and kept them completely pure and clean. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمْ. Consequently, one of them said, فَأُصَلِّيَ اللَّيْلِ أَبَدًا. I will make namaz the whole night forever. I won't sleep at night at all. Every night, the whole night, I will make ibadat. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ. Another one of them said, وَأَنَا أَصُومُ الدَّهْرَ أَبَدًا. That I will keep rozas every day, continuously, وَلَا أُفْتِرْ. And I won't miss any roza. I will keep on every day, I will keep roza. وَقَالَ الْآخَرُ. And the third person said, وَأَنَا أَعْتَزِلُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَا أَتَزَوَّجُ أَبَدًا. I will have nothing to do with women, so I will never get married. I won't satisfy my natural desires also. I won't get married. فَجَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَيْهِ. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was informed of this, and then he approached them and he spoke to them, he asked them, فَقَالَ أَنْتُمُ الَّذِينَ قُلْتُمْ كَذَا وَكَذَا. Are you those people who said this, that I'll fast continuously every day, I'll make ibadat the whole night, and I won't get married? Are you those people? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَمَا وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي لَأَخْشَاكُمْ لِلَّهِ. I, by Allah's qasam, I have got the most fear of Allah than any other person. How much of Allah's marifat I got, how much I know Allah, there is nobody who knows so much, and nobody fears Allah as I fear Allah Ta'ala. وَأَتْقَاكُمْ لَهُ. And the amount of taqwa I've got, nobody has got that amount of taqwa either. وَلَكِنِّي أَصُومُ وَأُفْتِرُ. But in spite of that, I keep this moderation. I keep rozas also, and I must rozas also. That is, of course, nafal rozas. That I don't keep continuously rozas. وَأُصَلِّي وَأَرْقُدُ. And I just make namaz at night also, and I sleep at night also. I take some time to sleep also, and some time to make my ibadat also. وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ. And I get married to woman, I make nikah also. And that is also part of my life. And this is how my model is for you people. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِ. Any person who says, turns away from my sunnah, that is even the sunnah of moderation, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. Then he is not part of me. So moderation. But as we have mentioned repeatedly, this is in nafal ibadat. As these people, that was all nafal ibadat. And also that for us, we have hardly started with nafil ibadat. We hardly make nafil namazas. So it doesn't apply to us. It is for those that they wanted to make so much ibadat, the whole night making ibadat, reading namaz, the whole day keeping roza, having nothing to do with women getting married, etc. So that doesn't really apply to us. So in the moderation there should be when it comes to this amount of nafal ibadah. Also we understand, just like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that jihad was ingrained in them. They knew the greatest ibadah is jihad. Also they knew that how much effort they must make for akhirat, for jannah. How much of ibadat, the love of ibadat was also very greatly in them. We find it difficult to even come for farz namaz. We find it difficult to even take out our farz zakat. We are still very far. This is for those people who have that great love and they just want to make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala all the time. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.